Day 8, here we are. We're officially into week 2. And as we kick off week 2, I want you to mark your calendars because this coming Friday, January 20th from 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to be having a night of prayer here on the Peoria campus. And while we would love to have you for all 3 hours, you're also welcome to come and go as you please. So if you can only show up for 30 minutes, great. Whatever time you have to join us, we would love to have you as we come together and pray. And this will be a great night as we seek the Lord through prayer. We all have certain things we're lifting up to the Lord in prayer during this fast, and we would love to stand with you as you're praying. So last week, we talked about 6 essentials to deepening our prayer life. Now this week, as we continue talking about prayer, I want to talk about 6 hindrances to prayer. You know, many Christians pray, but not every Christian prays effectively. And while there can be certain reasons why our prayers go unanswered, maybe it's a timing issue, maybe God has something better in store, the Bible indicates there are certain ways in which we can hinder our prayers. And we're going to talk about 6 of them. The first hindrance is this. Hindrance number 1, idolatry. Now, since idolatry isn't a common word people use today, let's make sure we all understand what we mean by it. In the Bible, idols or carved images were like the stand-ins for false gods. So people would make an idol or an image of their god, and they believed that the spirit of the god they worshiped would inhabit that image or idol. So that image or idol became the channel through which they worshiped God. And in the book of Ezekiel, the Lord says this to Ezekiel about some of the people of Israel. Then it said, the word of the Lord came to me. He said, son of man, these men have set up idols in their heart and put wicked stumbling blocks before their faces. Should I let them inquire of me at all? And the obvious answer is no. The Lord is saying, since these people are steeped in idolatry, I will not hear when they come to inquire of me. Idolatry is a hindrance to our prayers. Now, most of us would say, yeah, I got that. I'm not sitting around carving images into wood and stone and bowing down to them. But let's be clear, we might not do that, but we can make an idol out of almost anything. In fact, look back at the passage in Ezekiel. It says, these people have set up idols in their hearts, which tells us that it's a root, that at its root, idolatry is a heart issue. And again, we can make anything out of an idol. We can make anything into an idol. Our job, our car, money, safety, sports team. And we do this anytime we give something else the rightful place that God deserves in our life. Kyle Eilerman, in his book, God's at War, told the story of a high-level businessman that came to see him for help one day. And this story illuminates how idolatry plays out in our lives. And the story goes that this very well-off businessman came to see him because the IRS had caught him cheating on his taxes and would now be causing him to spend a good portion of his life making good on the financial penalties that had been imposed. So this man said to Kyle, the thing I've come back to over and over and can't get an answer to is why. He went on to say, I didn't need the money. I didn't need a penny of it. I'm a millionaire several times over. I could have gone to my accountants and paid my taxes right down the line. And I could have given away plenty more and still lived a comfortable life. So again, the question he came back to was, why did I do this? Kyle began to ask him a few questions. He said, would you describe money as your main motivation or kind of like your master goal? The man responded, yes, that's fair. Then Kyle asked him, is it possible that money has become like a god in your life? And as the man reflected on that, he came to the reality that money had become a god in his life. And he began to realize how he had begun to serve, live, and sacrifice for money. And just like that man, this can happen to any one of us. Many times it just takes scratching below the surface of any struggle we're having to find that beneath it lies a false god. And until that false god is dethroned, not only will we never achieve victory over our struggles, but it will hinder our prayers. So in your prayer time today, I want you to ask the Lord to search your heart and reveal if there is any other god on the throne of your heart. You might say, God, is there any other god that I am living for? If he reveals anything, dethrone it and invite the Lord to take up his rightful place in your heart. I'm praying for you today. I'll see you tomorrow.